Welcome back to the Money Coach series on the Money Mindset Podcast. I'm Ashley with Budgets Made Easy. And the past couple episodes, we have been talking about what a money coach is, how you can find one. And today we are going to discuss how they can help you, because a money coach can really help you get unstuck and start moving forward, which saves you time and it saves you money, right? So let's dive in.
Welcome to the Money Mindset Podcast, where you'll find a judgment-free zone to help you free yourself from overthinking and the fear of doing things the wrong way. It's time to shed yourself of the mom guilt, procrastination, and perfectionism so you can start doing the things that you really want to do with your money instead of just working to pay bills. I'm Ashley Patrick, ex-detective turned debt-free CEO of my very own business and stay-at-home mom of three. Not too long ago, my dreams of staying at home with my kids seemed impossible. I thought I'd have to stay miserable in a high-stress and demanding job just so I could retire someday. After gaining the confidence in my own ability to manage my family's finances and a simple step-by-step plan to make it happen, I was able to pay off $45,000 in just 17 months, which then allowed me to finally quit my job, stay at home with my kids, and build a debt-free business. Now my mission is to help moms like you conquer debt and free themselves from the mental load of handling their family's finances. If you're ready to shed the guilt and shame surrounding your past money mistakes and tackle your debt, this is the place for you. Let's get started.
All right. So how can a money coach help you? And if you're watching on YouTube, I am going to start curling my hair because I have a bunch of meetings today and I actually have makeup on and I'm going to curl my hair, but it's raining here today. So it's probably going to be pointless, but here we are. So how can a money coach help you? They can help you get organized. When I work with my one-on-one clients, I help them create a step-by-step plan and give them small action steps to start implementing the plan. So I find that a lot of you get stuck on what to do next. You feel like there is a right and a wrong way to do things. And if you're not 100% sure what the right way is, you freeze. And a lot of that comes to overthinking and anxiety and feeling like you're going to screw it up. And what if you screw it up? And guess what? Everything is fixable. Just like I tell my kids, everything is fixable. Of course, they like to argue with me. And then I say, okay, as long as nobody's dead, everything is fixable. And they're like, okay. So disclaimer, everything is fixable within reason. As long as you are still breathing, you're still able to have your mental function, everything is fixable, okay? So it doesn't matter if you screw it up because you're going to screw things up from time to time. That is part of life. That's part of learning. That is part of figuring things out. Like that is part of the process. And you have to have failure in order to have success. Like they go together. You can't have one without the other. So a money coach can help you figure out the next steps for you to try. And it may be that doesn't work either. I've had clients where we tried several different things and then, you know, it just wasn't working for them and their how their brain works and their schedule and just how they process information. But we figured it out. We figured out a system that did help them. And now they are saving money and sticking to the plan and like they're not overwhelmed on payday. So it is doable, right? They can help you communicate with your partner. I see a lot of women that are having issues just communicating. And that doesn't mean that their partner is at fault. It doesn't mean that they're at fault. They just have a hard time communicating. And a lot of them don't communicate at all, except when they're bickering or fighting about money. Like they are not dreaming together. They are not talking about their goals and where they actually want their money to go. And they are just not being a team in that respect. They are both blaming each other, or maybe one is blaming the primary person handling the money and they're blaming themselves too. So they, you know, just keep getting down on themselves. It destroys their confidence. And, you know, if you don't think that you're good at something, or that you, and you think you're just going to screw it up and your partner's going to be mad at you either way, it's really hard to get yourself motivated to even try to do it, right? Like, how many of you want to actually do something that you don't think you're going to be good at, or that you're going to screw it up, right? Like, that's not very motivating to like want to do it. And that is part of the problem. And so that leads to avoidance. It leads to procrastination. And that is where a lot of the money issues occur. And it's where people get stuck. Because as long as you're moving forward, you're making progress, right? Even if you make mistakes, even if you overspend, as long as you are moving, you're not stuck. You can change course. You can change your destination. You can change the map, the, you know, the route that you take to get there. So as long as you are moving and not staying stuck, you're making progress. So working with your partner, giving you step-by-step action steps, like literally, this is what you need to do before we go, before our next meeting. So, you know, with one of my one-on-one clients, we worked on setting up 4 different bank accounts so that she didn't have to sit and like write down and itemize every little thing on payday. We did like a bills account, a savings account, auto pay account. And there was one more, I think it was just general spending. Yeah. So spending, a bills account, an auto pay account, which she was going to work on merging the two, but for now they were already separate. So a money coach can really help you build your confidence so that you don't stay stuck and you keep moving forward. And really, that is truly the most important thing. It doesn't matter how fast you make progress, right? It's kind of like the tortoise and the hare. As long as you keep going, you don't have to like be sprint and then wear yourself out. As long as you go slow and steady, you're going to get there. And in the tortoise and the hare, the tortoise won because they just kept going, where the hare burned themselves out and hit the ground way too fast. And it didn't work for them, did it? I have worked with clients as well that had issues with their communicating with their partner. Like they just didn't communicate at all. And after helping them set up the money plan and like seeing how much money they actually had left over, it helped build that communication around money. So when they talked about it, it wasn't talking about, you know, blaming and bickering and why are you spending all the money and we need to save and all that. It was, okay, this is where the money's going this payday. This is what you have to spend. You know, what would you like to do moving forward? And it's important to have those check-ins. A money coach also helps you with accountability. So it's not just the setting up part and telling you, okay, do X, Y, and Z. It's also checking in to say, did you do that? And if you didn't, why didn't you? And not in a judgy way, right? Like it's not, oh my God, you suck. Why didn't you do what I told you to do? No, things happen. Life happens. Things come up. Like a money coach should be understanding of that as well. But they also are going to hold you accountable. So why didn't you get it done? Okay, we're going to move this over to the next to-do list for the next time period. And what else do you need to get done in this time period? So maybe you got a few things done, but not all of them. And that's okay. It's also important for a money coach to keep that to-do list realistic. So it's not realistic for you to get 100 things done in 2 weeks before you meet again, right? You should have a priority list. So like top 3, if you don't get anything else done, get these top 3 done. And even those can be in priority. So if something happens, like life throws you a curveball, you know, at least get this one done. Okay. And then once you get that done, work on the next one and then work on the next one. So, you know, it needs to be realistic and a money coach should help you keep that in mind that you have to be realistic. I've worked with a, client one-on-one who would put so many things on her to-do list for like one day. And it's easy to do, right? You put down like, okay, well, I need to clean my car. I need to clean the camper. I need to go grocery shopping. I need to do tracking. But all those things also have multiple steps as well. So it's not as easy as saying, I need to do these couple of things. Like, how long is those couple of things going to take you? And how many steps are they? Maybe you have one thing that you need to get done and it has like five steps. Maybe that's the only thing you need to get done or put on your to-do list as a priority. Now, it's okay to have other things if you happen to get it done, but it needs to be realistic expectations. Can you really get that many things done in a day? So a coach should help you figure that out. Keep your expectations realistic so that you don't get disappointed and discouraged because you didn't get all the things done that you thought you should get done because your expectations of your time and capacity was unrealistic. Okay. So let me know, have you worked with a money coach before? Currently, I have the Confident Money Mastermind that is open, which is a combination of my one-on-one program with my coaching program. So I've taken the best of both worlds, put them together in a very small group. I am only going to accept 10 people for this round. You get one-on-one time with me, but you also get the community and the brainstorming of a mastermind, which is a small group where you share ideas, you get feedback from other people. And it's amazing because you have all these life experiences that you can pull from and not just your own. So I just love that. Love the small group, but you also get one-on-one time with me so I can hold you accountable and help you create that action plan so you can actually get stuff done. So if you're interested in that, I am taking applications for this month. We will start in April. So go to budgetsmadeeasy.com/mastermind to fill out the application. Let me know that you want to join us. And then we will have a quick interview to just make sure it's a right fit. And then you will be officially invited. So this will not open again until the fall. So if you want to join us, now is your time. It is 6 months. So that gets you through to the fall, gets you through the craziness of summer and overspending with camps and vacation and all of the things that come during the summer so that you can set yourself up for the craziness of the fall and holidays and all of the things. So that is what we will be working on. Come and join us. Again, it's budgetsmadeeasy.com/mastermind. And I will talk to you soon.